Maches and Bava Kama, Ches Iyar HaTav Shimem Gimel, April 21st, 1983, on Thursday.
Homan Rabbi Yisakuri, Ege Kvadr, Dr. Svobo Medal, Yom HaTam Yisham Kotskiri. Now, Gimora said here, there's a Mahlikis between Makok and Rabbi Yisakuri, Rishua, where all the Miski is closer, all the Miski Momeni. So according to Avnu Ben Rabbi Shua, all the Miski is not the melee, if the Mazik will be made there, so it will be Fota. Maybe it's not Fota. So then Gemara asks the Kashi. It says in the Brayse, Mabri Tam Lemuet, Chatam Tam Potelet Ben Gupe, Lemuet Mishalim Ben Tzolim Ben Aliyah. So the only contrast between Tam and Muet, according to the Brayse, consists in the fact that Tam pays half damages and Muet pays damages. But according to Rabbi Ben Rabbi Shua, there is another contrast. We say, listen on the whole. Tam in Mishal of Yatsme, Mur Mishal of Yatsme. So the Gemara says, Tome Vishia. Tome Vishia. In other words, the price is just omitted a certain difference, a certain contrast between Tam and Mur. What was omitted? The contrast, the difference in the fact that whereas Mur, is pays al piatzme, so tam in mishalva. But there is a cloud, my shia, thy shia, that a tam will never exhaust the whole list and leave out just one thing. So it's possible he will not exhaust the whole list, so leave out two things. But to leave out just one thing, the tam wouldn't do. So my shia, thy shia, shia chotziki. This is what Chavuni Ben Rabbi Shua would say. That two omissions are the Tamil made. One is the fact that Tam is in Mishal of the Atzme, and the second is the fact that the Shea Tam, when he killed a human being, so he doesn't pay Mukhotiki. So then the question arises against Rav Pope. Rav Pope holds that Poniski is Momene. So in Melee, there is no shio omission in the fact that he doesn't mention Tam is in Mishal of the Atzme, because according to Rav Pope, so Tam is Mishal of the Atzme. So the only omission is the fact that the device omitted to say that the Tam doesn't pay Chotzikita, whereas in Mu'ed pays Chotzikita, the Tam doesn't pay Chotzikita. So it's my Shaya Daishaya, so the Kashaya Daishaya is directed against Rav Pope. So the Gemara says, Yimishim Chotzikei Valav Shiyo, there is no Kashaya against Rav Pope. Because according to Rav Pope, the Braise will record in Rabbi Tzavili, who says the Tam is Mishalei Chotzikei, so there are no Shiyo at all. Rabbi says the Tam also pays Keita, but only Chotzikeita. So please, it should have mentioned that difference that Mu'ed pays in Kipa Sholeh and Tam pays Chotzikeita. So there is one Shio. So there is one Shio and my Shia. So that is no Shio. Love you. So in many ways, Kepa is the same thing. He couldn't pay the whole Kepa because he only pays half. Vitema. Akate listen. In other words, let's say according to the visa ruling, the Tam is Mishalim Chotzikeita. So then, but that Chotzikeita, but it's only Chotzikeita. And that Chotzikeita is also Knas, because the whole Chiyuv is Knas. But at the same time, if it's Keita, so it's Kaporet. So according to Rabbi Zaguri, who says the Tam is Mishal Chotzikeita, so that Chotzikeita that the Baal Tam pays is a combination of Knas and Kaporet. So there is no Sira. Knas means it's an Einesh, and Kaporet means the purpose is to give him Kaporet. In other words, so the Einesh is for the purpose of giving Kaporet. So, Vizamuri Doma Tam, Mishale Chotzikeita. Right. So, La Fiuri, the Tonemish Tam, Mishale Chotzikeita, Mishale Chotzikeita, Nezik Shalem, Vikeita Bechot. ואם תיבה, הקאט רץ לדימוי את משל קי, כאשר בסקירה, ויתם כשהוא בסקירה, פה כאילו לרבי סייג לילי, להוביל לבסני, וישאר לו. Now, that's an expression that Gemara uses. Gemara in Sheshanoka. Hoviru lubesni v'yishal lo. In other words, that if the tam is high of skill, so then it's not shayach to say he should pay chotzi keifer. Why? Because chotzi keifer has to be paid pigube, from the sheya. How can you pay from the sheya anything, chotzi keifer? Or any tashlumi. After all, the Sheira has to be executed. It's high reason. So in other words, some Gemara says that even if we say that a tam pays Hotzikeifer, so it's only in a case where the Sheira doesn't get killed. But in a case where the Sheira gets killed, and Hotzikeifer can only be collected from the Gufa Sheira. If the Sheira gets killed, how can it be collected from the Gufa Sheira? So the Kashi is, there is still a Kashi, Rapope. Rapope says that Paul can escape his money. So, Paul can escape his money. So, I say that it mentions only one contrast, one difference between the fact that Tam is Mishal Fatih. Who is our original leader? And no other differences, no other contrast. No, there is a shio. What is the shio? Even if the Braise agrees with the Bisagu, the Tam is Mishale, Chotzi Keifer, there is still a difference between Mued and Tam. Because Mued pays Keifer even though the shio is Mishale. But Tam doesn't pay Keifer when the shio is Mishale. Because of your Bezdin, Vishalamok, and how is the chaya? Because Tam, if he pays Chotzi Keifer, whatever he pays, so he pays the Gufe. And if the Sheira gets killed, how is the chaya to say that he should pay the Gufe? So that means in the contradiction of Adui, who says the Tam does pay Chotzi Keifer, so when does the Tam pay? Does the owner of the Tam pay a Chotzi Keifer? Only when the Sheira is not getting skillet. But if the Sheira is getting skillet, so then he doesn't get Keifer. Mashein Kibwet, he, the binding of the Sheira Mwet, will pay Keifer even if the Sheira gets skillet. So there is still a difference. Why? So that was the Tanya of the Braise was Mishaya. And my Shaya Dai Shaya. Why didn't the Tanya of the Braise mention that difference? The Yishlein Masa Tesis gives a very simple parrot. The Sheh, Shehu Bechol Sheh Tam Mishayim Chotzevezet Mishayim. Because why does the Gemara say that even if Tam pays Chotzekeifer, so it's only when the Sheh doesn't get killed. But if the Sheh gets killed, he doesn't pay Keifer. Why? Especially because Akosu, that when the Sheh gets killed, he doesn't get Keifer. No, it's not Chayat to say he pays. Because if the Sheh, because Tam, the whole Tashmumim is Migufe. If the Sheh gets killed, how can you collect from the Sheh? How can you collect from the Sheh? So Mimele, it's all included in this one difference, in this one contrast, that the Braise mentions, the difference between Tam and Mued. The Tam pays only Chotzi Nezek Migufe, and Mued pays Nezek Shomim Aliyah. So Mimele, since he pays only Migufe, so the Mele, in the case where the Sheira gets killed, it's not Shaira to say Migufe, so it's already mentioned. It's a very simple fact. Vim Teva. In Kein, Mahaitai Mea Mai Vimaikil Yafi Vikinabai Kive. So why does the Gemara have to apply the pricing? Ali Betragei Sa'adui, who says, Tam is Mishal Chotzi Kive. So we can answer the Kashi against Rapope, even by applying the price of living Rav Akiva. What is Rav Akiva? Rav Akiva is Chelik on Rav Yisagri. Rav Yisagri in Shir Shanogach says that Tam pays Chotzi Keifer. Rav Akiva says Tam doesn't pay Keifer. Doesn't pay Keifer. So he says, Vim Tim Amai Tam, Amai Lomit Vapirik Rav Akiva, the Keita Bitam of Chotzi Keifer. But then you ask, if Tam doesn't pay Keifer, so then there is a Shio, and my Shio, according to a Pope, so there is a shio, my shio, thy shio. The real time of Keita. If Shashia is killed, we need to kill him. She put on Chotzi Keifer. Do not know Shatam Shalom Gupe. We hid him Shalom Gupe. Rebbe Benzin, bin Shalmo, Rocheina Sherisle, genau wie der oder auch die Bayern, bin Tandem nur jetzt schnell im Turm Käfer, mit der Rabe, der Oma, der ist ja schon noch ein paar Wochen, schon in der Himmel, schon in der Havonne, von der Schnee, Rache, die Socke, die Gambiole, Pumos, Kurz, Mann, Schacher, die Skille, Bayern, Schal und Käfer, das Rabe sie, nach der Bibel, der Grieß wird Rabe. Und Rabe says, there is a special Aloche, that when the Rief Käfer in the Sheer is high skill, but if the Sheer for some reason is potter of skill, why? Because she is Kavone, whatever. The reason is, then the Bible doesn't think it. It's a special Aloche, special because of course. Of course, it's Rabe. Called Shacher of the skill by the Shalom Käfer, in a Sheer of the skill. In by the Shalom Käfer. So, Mimele, if we accept Rabbe's Din, so then we do more evidence of the Kashi. Against Rav Kote, by applying the price, if I live in Rav Akive, it's not necessary to apply the price, that can live in Rav Yisagili. So we could say that the price accords with Rav Akive. But then you ask, now, according to Rav Akive, according to Rav Akive, So the Mele, according to Rabbi Akiva, so then, so a Tam doesn't pay Chotzikei Pea, so the Mele let him mention another difference between Tam and Mued, the fact that Mued pays Kei Pea, and Tam doesn't pay Kei Pea, no, that should not be mentioned, because Numanefsha, when a Tam doesn't pay Kefir, when the Sheer Tam doesn't pay Kefir, in the case where the Sheer gets Kefir, so then the Sheer Tam doesn't get Kefir, this doesn't pay Kefir. So it's mentioned already. It's mentioned in Hatam Shalom Chotzenezek Mibukve. And if the Sheer is high of Skile, so it's much higher to say Mibukve. And in the case of Mue, so if in Asheria, so Monefsha, if in Asheria Biskile, so then according to Rabe, even Asheria Mue doesn't pay Kefir. So in Mele, there is no Shio. So Asheria Biskile is a Honisme. She put on Chatz Kefir, but now Shatam Shalom Gubefim Shalom Gubefim Shalom Shalom. Uchshein Asheria Biskile, it's again where it's Rich. To mention it as a contrast between Shatam and Mue. Because Shein Asheria Biskile, so then even Mue doesn't pay Kefir. So it's not shy to mention it as a contrast between Tam and Mue, Ushein Hashem is still looking out the end, therefore, while the Bible and Tam and Mue, and two, and Kippa, and Rabbe, and Jeshua, and Shabbat, and Misha, and Shem, and Chim, and Shem, and Chabon, and Chodesh, and Chodesh, and Hashem, and Sof, and Tobo, and Yumos, Kol Masha, Shem, and Skim, and Bolo, and Shalki. V'yei Shreim Adei Lachanan. No, Rabbe, Kive, Name, Kefir, Lehave, Shio. Lehave, Shio. So, V'hodi, Luikoma, Homane, Rabbe, Kive, משם דורי, משם של נוגח, אבו וחמישו, נוקי מבנייה. נוקי מבנייה. So, רבא קיבה דרשיץ, ובראשי הנוקי, what does it mean? נוקי מבנייה. Red, that if the share, if the share tam, kills an event, so if the share muet, kills an event, so then the Bible page, שלושים שפורים, that's knas. But if the Sheer Tam kills an Eved, so then the owner doesn't pay anything. So that's what Rav Akiva says explicitly in Sheshe Magai. So how can we apply the price according to Rav Akiva? So then, according to Rav Akiva, there is a contrast, a difference between Tam and Mue in the fact that whereas a Mue if a Mued kills an Eved, so then the Bayrim pays Shlish and Shvorim. If a Tam kills an Eved, the Bayrim doesn't pay anything. So why doesn't the Bryce mention this difference? So again, there is a Shir. Vir Rav Akiva Lish is a Tam Potter with the Eved, Umay Shir by Shir. Remando Ma Paul Biniskim Amene, He Mishim Chotzi Kefir, La Fiyuru, that man, so you couldn't say there are two Shir. So, that dot man, Shatam Shal Chotzi Nezim Gubit. All right, mean thing. No ladies. Now here the Gemara says that this price calls with Rabbi Yitzhak really. And according to Rabbi Yitzhak really, Tam pays a Chotzikei Pea. So mainly he cannot mention the difference between Tam and Mue in that Whereas in the word, peacekeeper, Tam doesn't peacekeeper, because Rabbi Sadi holds Tam also peacekeeper, Tam also peacekeeper. So Tisha says to Kashi, how does the Gemara know that according to Rabbi Sadi, he Tam peacekeeper? Where does Rabbi Sadi really say that? We think, I mean, only these Rabbi Sadi will Tam peacekeeper. Even she will go, we should Tam. No, he will be brothers. Will we do this not in hot skin there? We got Rashiach not. So there is a machlokes tanoim. What is it mimayit from Rashiach not? So Rabbi Akiva says it's mimayit loki with me ever. That if you share tam, kiel is an ever, so it doesn't pay shlesh him shkol. The owner of the share tam doesn't pay shlesh him shkol. And then, Rabbi Yisagliri, Darshins, knocking with me blood. Now, the Galoch is that if a person is laid up in Mishor, the Yotzah blood there, so then he has to pay to the Baal. He has to pay the Bria blood is, so he's at the Darshins, the Mashiach Noki, that if he shall, will be laid up in Mishor, the Yotzah blood there, so the Baal Asher does not have to pay the blood is. So since he dashed from the Pasuk Mashiach Noki, Noki Mivodes, so he has no droshe for the aloche of Noki Mikeita. So since he has no droshe, some male, we have to assume that he pays Keita. This is how the Gemara knows that according to Rabbi Zaglili, so a Baal Shetam pays for the Keita, because we should say that he pays. Everything that a Mued pays in Ezek Sholev, so that a Tam should pay a Chotzi. So, since he would pay the Zikiva Shalem, so he Tam should pay a Chotzi, except if he had a special Zakosuk. But Rabbi Zaglili, we couldn't say Rabbi Zaglili had a special Zakosuk, because he doubts that possibly for Rashi Noki, not in the sense of Noki Mechotzi Keita, but Noki Mechotzi. So, maybe there is no Droshe that he's potter of Keita. If there is no Droshe, so maybe it's a Svare, he should be Chal Keita. We don't have to give there. The Umalay of Skilay, the Potter. The Shashe of Skilay, the Udezin, the Shaulo. Ushain Hashem is Skilay. So, no, but maybe Rabbi Yisrael really holds that the Shea Tam doesn't pay Keita, never pays Keita, because there are two situations of paying Keita. Let's say there is a paying Keita. So there are two possible situations. One situation is where the Shea does get Skilay, the other situation is where the Shea does get Skilay. So in either situation, so Rabbi Yisrael really holds that there couldn't be an actual fear of Keita. Because in the case where it's Hayek Skillet, so then it's not Chayak to say, you collect Keita Mizuken, because the Shea gets killed. But and in the case where it doesn't get killed, maybe Rabbi Yisrael really agrees with Rabbi's Deen. So when the Shea doesn't get killed, there is no Keita in Banue. So Mimele, it could be that on an actual level, Rabbi Yisrael really also holds that there is no keifer. There is no keifer by Tam. So how does he want to know that according to Rabbi Yisrael really there is keifer? The Yesh Lima, the Hodi Koma, the Tam, the Shalom Chotzi keifer, Lav Mishum Tshamim Oli Hochem. Elo Kelema, the Motze Sova, the Shalom Chotzi keifer. The Luis Bey of the Rabbi Kiratav. So Teisha says in Yachname, the Gemara doesn't mean that Oman Rabbi Yitzhagwili, that Rabbi Yitzhagwili definitely, without the shadow of a doubt, holds the Tamu Shalom Chatzikita. Rabbi Yitzhagwili could hold the Tamu Shalom Chatzikita. The Mandoma who Darshins Bala Sheer Noki, that Noki Chatzikita, he couldn't hold that he shared Tam. Pays Hotzikita. Mashiach Rabbi Yisrael, he darshins Vashiach Noki of Nokil Mirgodes, so he could hold that Vashiach pays Hotzikita. But not that he has to. Lavisham Lohe, or to the Matusom Shah Hotzikita. The Lord is Gil the Rabbi. Kiraptaofe, the Lord is Gil the Rabbi Kataofe. He is the Namri Kamo, and not everybody agrees with Rabbi's Din. And it's not only that not everybody of the Amoroyim agrees with Rabbi's Din, but not all the Tanoim agree with Rabbi Din. For example, Rav Tarfon certainly rejects Rabbi Din. These are namely come to shake the regal, the Tam Shalom Keita. We name a silver of this Aguri. The Tam Lim Shalom Hot Keita. We should be Rabbi Lafshiuri, it is Pamishes. We are Din, that we want to remember. Und man hat schon mit Zeni, die Dorisch, Hosso, Noki, mit Meire, und die Dei Name Kiefer Lapschio. Liebe gewisse mir Idee, da möchte man andere mit Mue. Aber die Tarn, Tehne, ich habe es mit Meima, Roche, aber die Tarn, ich schaue auf der Asse, die machen auf der Ebene, ich schaue und geschehen, ich schaue es bei mir. Die Umo, ich so mache, wie ich sage, Willi, die Oma, Tarn, ich schaue, ich habe es Kiefer, so die Mehr, ich könnte die Preise kunden zählen. Kunden zählen. Aber mit einem Schauer für Arztmei. Because if he did say, if he did spell out einem Schauer für Arztmei, so it would imply that our baby is Michalei. And, but, if he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yisrael, really, so, maybe he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yisrael, really. So, who says Tam Shalom Chatzikeifa? So, Mele, so even our baby, he doesn't take it. Alright, they didn't do anything. Now, Baashte de Amre Paugen is geknossen. Nira di Dabke le Mandoma Paugen is geknossen. Amre Mandoma Paugen is gemomenia und mechai Quaadu. Di mei Teise. Mi kera le Asi, mi kera Luche. Di stam Shlomo Lava Chet Kashim o Kaime. Vahai Gishu Leu. Di la Buche di Kaldo le Mechu Imre Rabre ve. Amre Mandoma Paugen is geknossen. Habe Paugen kera. Di Talvaye Mishu Leu. Aber gab die Kerem Kamenose la Asi. So that's the Shita of the Tam Shite. The reason is why the Gemara says, Hash the Dabo Pogon Skiklose, Hai Tau Yochum in the Mishinu of Tau in the Mishinu, because according to Rav Kofen that Pogon is Kima Meile. So that means that Stam Shloim, so that Stam Shloim is Lav the Cheskashimu Kaime, so that means that it's not in Mishune. The regular town is not in Mishune. So, but Kalvedoch Limre is definitely Mishune. So, in Mele, according to Rav Kofe, Kalvedoch Limre is Potoligale. Because we have no Xerasakosu, that in case of a real Mishune, he should be Chayav. What do we say? Vekim HaKeren? Vekim HaKeren is not Mishune. Mashiach can be, he sees Mishune. Not only the Shem may agree with Rabbi Tamshi, with Ezechim. But Rabbi Mishai Mishim Kobet says, he disagrees with Ezechim. And he says that he's my point of Rapote. So how the dog leave the shoe and the dog from the Gale pays only a hotinet. Pays only a hotinet. A hotinet. Not only I will have the Ramsha, but he lets a point of Rapote. So Stam Shwoy is love the Hesashimakan. So it's not even Mishune. It is Mishune. But if we say Stam Shwoy, the Hesashimakan, so if we say Stam Shlomo Lav the Cheskashim Kaime, so then it's not so Mishune, it's a question of degree. It's a question of degree. So in other words, but everybody agrees that Keren is not as regular as usual, is not as usual a phenomenon as Shem Rebbe. Shem Rebbe is not as usual, but Keren, even Rav Kofe agrees that it is somewhat Mishune. But the question is as to the degree of Shin. So according to Rav Kofe, it is so Mishune, Al-Pedin we're considering very much Mishune. So Mele, while this special Zerzakosu, we should say it's totally down there according to Rav Kofe, because it's very much Mishune, Al-Pedin we consider. So without this special Zerzakosu, we should be totally down there. Because he's not really negligent, he's not culpably negligent. But she ain't gonna call it Rav Kofe. True, there is a slight chino. There is a slight chino. But the chino is not so great that on the score of that slight chino, he should be considered non-negligent. So even so, in spite of the slight chino, he's still considered culpably negligent. So without it, as a cause, we should be in the Chuyah and the Cholim. But, Rachman and the Chasalo, why Rachman and the Chasalo? Dafke here, and not in the Rebbe? The answer is, because here, there is a slight chino. So the Mele, so Rabbi Yishaya says, since even according to Rapote, Keren is slightly Mishune, so the Mele Rapote will also be made there. That Kalbaz Ochlin, the Mishune Rachatan Gehli, is still Chayot. Because even according to Rapote is Mishune, so here is a Sakosu. That when someone is slightly Mishune, is Chayot. So what difference does it make? Slightly Mishune, a lot Mishune. So, in other words, Rabbi Yishaya is really convinced. But most of the Shemim agree, the Rashbo and the Gilead, they agree with the Shite, that only Al-Udhira, so Kalbidoch Lindley is higher. Mashenik in according to Rapope, so Kalbidoch Lindley is for the Now, we started the Rosh. That's a very important Rosh. Neze, Avot Zhureis, Avot Gav Mishalom Chotze Neze, Momenu, Yechiruchi, Avot Galoch, Edinu, Mishalom Chotze Neze, Vi Avot Gav 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 Mishalom We discussed it last time. So that was Rabbi Tam says that this aloche of the Dovah Zimabkilenei applies only to the Tvise of the Dovah Rabazik. And even though there is four Mitzvahs, or at the end of the Nairas, because the same Gemara is in Mitzvahs at the end of the Nairas, so since the same aloche is Rabbi Tam here, but there is a very major difference between Rabbi Tam Shita and the Mitzvah, because the Ritvor also says that Tvise is only effective in the Dovah Ramazik, not in something else, not in some other object that belongs to the Mazik. But the Ritvor applies it only to Sheir Tam. So the Sheir Tam that is given in good for Yomi, so even if Bezin Smuchim had existed today, so they couldn't be given in Aliyah, they could only collect from the Kuba Mazik, so how could the Nizek himself be at a greater advantage than Bezin Smuchim? So vis-a-vis Sheir Tam, that is given only in the good way, so the Ritvor says, only if he stays with the Mazik, but if he stays with another chattel, another asset, or if the Nizek is staying with a chattel, an asset, of the Mazi, so then it's seriously of it. Because even Bezin Smuchim couldn't be gained from the general assets of the Mazi. So how could the Nizek be gained collect? Grant. So it's a very reasonable thing what the Ritva says. Mashain came in regard to other Knosses. The Ritva says, so then the Topash will not kill the name, even if he saved things from the general assets of the Mazi. Only vis-a-vis Sheir Tam. So, it's in Topaz, the Mazik Hatsmu Akimne, in Topaz something else, Makimne. But Rabbetam doesn't say that. Rabbetam applies it to all Mazikim, not that the Sheir Tam. That when we say that the Mizek, in Topaz and Makimne, whether it's Sheir Tam or it's Shemwe, let's say, and Shemwe is not really fast, but it's still not even the Bobel, it's still not Migveh. Before that, because it's Rosh Chodesh, so But if you talk as is a machinery, only if you talk as the magic atzmei. But if you talk as something else, is machinery. According to the time. Why? So according to the time, it's a special kakon. It's a special kakon. It's a special kakon. And Mimele, Getakone is only shy to the magic atzmei. So then, it's not conducive to any kakon. Machinery, if you have something else, all out of the general assets, nothing, Tam. Tam is the child to say. Everybody has told me that Tam cannot grab out of the general assets. Because even Bezis Mukri couldn't collect from the general assets. But another Mazik, another Mizik, not of Shia Tam, another Mizik. So he cannot grab of the general assets. Because grab, so then it's not phenomenal. Why? So he says as follows. Why does Rabbi Tam say? Because of the general assets? Because if we are going to say that he can grab any object, and it's unlikely that the person should grab just to the extent of the value of the asset. So, in all probability, when he grabs, he'll grab much more than the equivalent of the asset. And then the person will not be in a position to take it back from him. Why? Because that again will be the necrosis. So we have to wait until the mazik will grab and snatch away from the nizek. He'll imitate the nizek and will also snatch away. So, but this will not be in a position to take it away from him. So what? So the Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah against Amitamis. Why not? If he takes too much. So then Bez will definitely intervene and take it away from him and take away the difference over and above the value of the hezek. So the pshat, so we explain last time, the pshat in Rabbi Tam is because the shita of the Yitzhak is that not all the nixilas are nidvi yibodah. Only those the nixilas that are shriach. But if it is a certain type of exhaler that is not shriach, so then hadyekis cannot be done it. And apparently the Rabbi Tam Shiti is to this kind of exhaler of grabbing away much more than he's entitled to. So that is exhaler under the pretense of lawfulness. So this is Nilsen Mishri. You see, what is Exeil Shriah? If somebody is a gazel who does not gazel under the guise of law, but if somebody gazels under the guise of law, that's Exeil Shriah. And Exeil Shriah, so a deity is not done. But, so that is the Shita from the Tam, and that's the Shita of Mugeizet, and Ramo, in Simon Aleph of Heshimishpet, mentions the Shita of Mugeizet. So Ramo Tam apparently also agrees with the Shita of Mugeizet. And the Rosh is chilek on the Shita of Mugeizet. He agrees with the Shita of all the other Shemim, that since Zeila in general is a Nilsen Shriah, so even if the Zeila, a certain type of Zeila, happened to be in an unusual way, so it is still needing their deeds. So that's what the Rosh said. Alright. The Aizet Tal Kosa, the Al-Kogadu in Advinoid, Nekroses, Omogabonon Dim Shantin Ole, Adin Fayez Lenize, Kereiz Bez, Vigation Kitzon Nateho, Kechamishi Shalines, Unifate, Adiyoi Vayze Kitzlo. So what does the Aizet say? The Aizet say, so over here, what does Rabbi say? That even though today, this man says, we have no smuch, we are all against, so we cannot be in the process, but any class that has the mind, like Hamish and Shoei in the Pate, so even the person of today, the person of the days, they cannot have an attachment under the chosin of the Ines of the Pate, but they can resort to certain kind of coercive measures, not forced mamish, but certain kind of coercive measures. For example, let's say they'll tell the innocent father, you are mechuyev to pay that we are now 50 kesef. And if you don't, we are going to be minadim. And if he doesn't, Bezdin will be minadim. And Bezdin will not absolve the nidu until he repents. That's also a certain kind of a coercive measure. But that's not false knowledge. So, in view of the fact that we are a deity, so you don't have the authority to be damned in the process, so mainly we cannot hear this Nechosov, we cannot live in a place, today we cannot live in attachment under the Nechosim of the Enes and the Fakir. But it can be Misham. So the Rosh is Chedesh, you will hear. The Ho'amrino de Misham Tino, El Yazmino Yidino Le'at Yisrael. What does the Gemara say here? Gemara says, the Yom HaKov is in the Dazim Yilal and Yisroel Kavino. Even is access to the man. Now the Gemara is talking of the times when in Eretz Yisrael they were smoking, let's say prior to Hillel HaShem. So then they were smoking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael. But in Bogel they were no smoking. So then in Bogel they couldn't be damned in the Knosses. Even Isaac says, it comes to Bez, and he says, to the Mazik, he calls the Mazik Bezdin Torah in the Bezdin Bogel, and he says, now, I want this Bezdin, the gateways, to set a time limit within which we too will be able to go to our soil and mitigate the matter. So Bezdin sets a time limit, 30 days, 60 days, according to the circumstances of the case. So Bezdin sets a time limit, and then if he doesn't comply within this method of going to Eretz Yisrael, so then Bezdin will be Mishamati, will be Minadim. This is what Gemara says. But Gemara doesn't say that the Bezdin, the gateways of today, so can just tell the Mazi, listen, you have to pay so and so. And we are the gateways, we cannot force you, we cannot put an attachment upon your Nechosim, but if you don't pay, we'll be in Adilu. Then the Gemara doesn't say, so this is the Rosh Kash. So he says, we will be here. And we ask, we will be here at the soil. We will be here also. We draw up our giving the first of the Bobel. They will have the vine, they will be Zulu. You have been Shantino, the cook said, the lips of the Shakti, the Guine. In other words, it doesn't mean to be done in the process, doesn't mean that if you hear the Sechnechosov, or Bezdin hits him, and Bezdin tells him, now we are going to hit you until you agree to pay. So even if Bezdin is Mishami, and because he wants to be released, to be absolved from the needle, so he agrees to pay, that's also being done in the process. So how can Bezdin Adetis do that? Now, so we have to understand the Shita Raya. Well, the second Asog, alright, so the Raya is Chelik and Rosh. The Raya holds that what constitutes being done in the process, being done with the process, if Bezdin mamish forces the need to pay, or Bezdin is Rebezek Nechosov. But if Bezdin is Nalim, so then Bezdin doesn't force him, because Bezdin still gives him the alternative not to pay, but he wouldn't enjoy it to be isolated from the community. So no one will stand in his Daladanis, so Melech, he'll be forced. So that will be his own decision. He'll be pressured, but that's not being done. So that's the machlokes between the Ravid and the Rosh. According to the Rosh, if you are nade, and because of the needle, so the person, the needle is forced to pay, so that's also considered, that also constitutes the diknosis, being done the diknosis. And according to the Ravid, he does not count it, that's a machlokes. But the other cash seems to be a very small kasha than the Ravid. How does the Ravid say that Bezdin Adetis can be Minadim just like that? Tell him, you have to pay so much and so much. 50 kesef, 50 shkolim. And if not, we'll put you in Nidu. From the Gemara it appears that all that the Bezdin Adetis in Bogel can do is to set a time limit, let's say 30 days, for the mazik to go to Eretz Yisrael with the mizek, and if he doesn't comply with this mandate, then there is another. But according to the Rambam, why does the best nimboda have to resort to this device of first setting the time limit, and then if he doesn't comply, he's delinquent, then nothing. Best could be nothing directly, never mind going to Eretz Yisrael. Alright, so what is the shita of the Rambam? So, apparently, from the Rambam it's mashma. From the Rambam it's mashma. We'll soon see, I mean, even the Rosh Shita is also like that. But still, the Rosh is chelik adai. Now, there are many chiyuvim where the Yodom is not chelik, but the Nishamayim is chelik. The question is, how about the Nishamayim? Is it chelik the Nishamayim or is not chelik the Nishamayim? So the Tzeis, in Siman Aleph, in Chesh Mishpat, says that Knosses Mamesh, you see, the expression in the Knosses is ambiguous, because sometimes when in the Knosses is mentioned in the Gemara, in the Shemin, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Poskim, so it has reference to Knas Mamesh, like Kippur, Baruvel, Chamishim, Shkolim, Shalemes, Mifate, Meyo Shomit, Shemra, that's Knas Mamesh. So Knas Mamesh, so that's Knas Mamesh. Then the expression in the Knosses is also used in respect, let's say, to Sheya the Azik Sheya. Sheya the Azik Sheya. Or Odom the Azik Odom, in respect to Nezek. So the Aloch is that the Yates today in Bezdin cannot be done Nezek, cannot be done Tzar, cannot be done Veches, even though it's not Knosses Mamesh, it's Momen, it's not Knas. Kipu is Knas Mamesh, but Nezek is not Knas Mamesh, except the Rambam Shite. But all the other Rishonim say that it's not Knas. So still, Nezek or Tzar and Veches cannot be written in Boga. Why? Because when the Torah mentions Elohim, we need a Torah by Elohim, not only in respect to Knas Mamesh, in respect to all the Mamesh, the Torah mentions Elohim. So it requires more. And this man smuchim at soil when it was possible to mitigate before smuchim, so then at Yates non smuchim couldn't even be done Igoyas Valvois, couldn't be done anything. But certain areas of litigation, so it's shluchosayit apimot. That means that the best novishayim is man chazal delegated authority to the best, to the future bests, even though they are agates, they are not smuchim. So they delegated authority to them to be done certain dinamomenes. What kind of dinamomenes? Something that is shriach and involves chesonkis, but something that is not shriach, even though it involves chesonkis, or something that is not shriach, even if it involves chesonkis, so it's way up the Rishon Chesayim. So the Bezdin Hovishenim did not delegate authority to the Bezdin of the day. Or if it's something that does not involve his own keys, even though it's shriach, again, so the Bezdin of Hovishenim did not delegate authority to the Bezdin Achreinim the deities. So that, but there is a basic difference between Knosses Mamesh and, let's say, Sheyad Azik Sheya. And let's say, Nezek, Knosses Mamesh and Nezek, and Benches and Tzar, because Knosses Mamesh, so that's a real class. So they only say maybe the class poter, mashenkin shir David Sheya, or even Nezek, except according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that in regard to Nezek and to Tzar, so and to Benches, which also the aloche of maybe the class poter. So that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam is a yochid. But don't the Rishonim say that even Nezek and Tzar and Beishes, so they have a din of money, but they are not meeting the Bovel because there is no Shulchosayi coming. So the Tzitzachishi says that when can we say the Totasurinach Kmilnei? That is only in regard to something that is really money, not mass. But it will not be the Bovel because no Shulchosayi coming. Let's say because it doesn't involve its own keys, or it doesn't. Or it's a new sedum ishriche, but it's mome, not knas. It's essentially mome. So then it was not kinne. Masheinkei. So why it was not kinne? Because since it is mome, so maybe you certainly hear me in the shamayi. Masheinkei knas mamesh, capable down the hay. Chamishin kesef of Ines Mufate, Meo kesef of Mitzishemra, which is Knas Mamesh. So there, until Amod Medin, there is no Chiyuv, not in Chiyuv, what is in Shemayim. So how can we say, Yitom Asol Mati Melech? This is... So the Tzitzachim says ויימא הניזה שום לניסקי שאידע כמה יתרייס שיינורי אין שיינורי אלא אם פרוטופה השומרי ואין רלי כך וכך תרזי וכך וכך תרזי. So then he says דעד בשוכנו כאן אם נחל בנכנוסס ממש הוא שוב זה לסלחבורס. That is not Knossos Mamesh, but it's not even the Boga. The whole world is Shriach, he went with his own keys. Aber a head on me where? The Bimomi Mamesh, Aber Gavri, the Amino Lei, his man Azeh, Kibin the Shriach, he went with his own keys. We call what he wants in the Shemali, who be Atz Mitzor of Mishali. We gazle the Mune in Mishali. Aber Knoss Mamesh, we shayo Bodine. The Shemali, we should be holding the Knossos in Ador Otomu, Rakashay Yashin, Olikim. We in Abbas and John Lei say, we shayo Bodine the Shemali. Roshaya Bodine Shemayim. So he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't specify that this aloche of that if it taught us will not culminate, so it applies only to the moments that are not Knossos Mamesh, but are not even the Boga, like Nezek, like Benches, like Tzar. Because Zeres, let's say, according to some Rishonim, so certain Zeres are not the real Boga, let's say, Ramo Paskov, like the Ramiki Yezer, and Ramo Tamshite. But it's not Knas, it's Momen, it's real Momen. But Bezn, Editis cannot be Gavek. So there is a Loch, he does not in me. Mashiki Knas Mamesh, Gavek. So there, before Amon Medin, there is no Chiyu. Yes, on this Kotzah, even before I'm aware of the means, Mechuyah B'nei Shemayim. But, Bezdin cannot be gave it. So you don't have to give it. Mashiach in Kevu, the Amod of the Deen establishes the Chiyuv. And prior to Amod of the Deen, there is no Chiyuv. So how can it be taken? But no one says that, the Mechaba doesn't limit it that way, the Ramo doesn't limit it, the Shach doesn't limit it that way, the Sma doesn't limit it, the Tzeis is the only one who limits it. So he's aware of it. So he says, even though they don't limit it, they are not Mechalei, but it's a double portion. So, Vime Abezim Domine say, Mushayo Bodine Nishamayim, Vichinise Bi Yerushalme, say, Tergimu Vixudes, Maru Shemimu Yitzegi Nishamayim, Nashminu Nado. So, Vichin Kosmetesim Vixudes, Tafon Gimu, Vuhu Mechalei Tvotsis Nishamayim, Kim Amoledi. So, Mele, so even if Tofas, so even if Tofas, we do not say we're not kidding. But Mr. Aswore is justified at this occasion. But for most Christians it appears the contrary. And apparently the Raiva Chite, is that Itofas Lumakinumine applies to real process also. Because the Raiva mentions here, it is Mephati that's real Nas. So apparently the Raiva Chite is that even by Knossos, before another being, there is a clear of Knossos in the Shemayim. And we see that the Rosh agrees with that. The Ramah doesn't agree with that. The Ramashite then is that there is no Chiyuv in the Shemayim in Knossos Mamesh. But the Ramashite is that there is a Chiyuv in the Shemayim. Now the Tzeis mentions a Yerushalmi Pergim in Ksuves. Now that Yerushalmi Pergim, it's Pergim of Ksuves Halochates in Yerushalmi. But you look over the Yerushalmi, you'll see that according to the Pneumatious Pshat, in the Kalmeda of Pneumatious Pshat, so that Yerushalmi discusses something else. Not as to whether by Knossos there is a few Knossos in Yerushalmi before Amor Edim, but according to the Pneumatious Pshat, that Yerushalmi discusses another being. Maybe the Knas is Potter, so Yerushalmi is raising the question, suppose someone is made in Knas. So he's Potter. Is it a chuyev to pay the Nishamani? So Yerushalmi says no. So according to the Raibe, only when there is a doyev knas. So the doyev is a payter. We see that maybe the knas or akav bo'edim is also Potter. So it's not that the doyev cannot be mechayev, but the doyev is a payter. So the Meile, the Yerushalmi says, once he was made a knas, that is what kia the chiyuv of the Nishamani. Mashein came if he was the Meile, but there is no Amud Bedin, so it's true there is no chiyuv in the other, but the nishamayim, the higher chita is, that there is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv. So the mele, but it cannot be the best in the other. So the higher chita is, if best in just tells him, if you don't pay what you are chiyuv in the nishamayim to pay, so then it will marry you, that's not considered being done. That means if Bezdin actually forces him, or Bezdin is here as a chosov, but just by exerting coercive pressure upon him in order that he should agree himself to pay, in order to avoid the detriments of nigul, that's not considered forcing him. It's not real force. It's not. The Roshit is, this is also considered false. It's considered being done. But the Raivichit is not. Anyway, we'll see that there is a machlekes between the Ramah and the Rosh as to whether in the process there is a few was in the Shemani. Now I'm sorry that I stayed a little longer, but I just want to tell you, I was very upset. I'm very upset these days. So like this, so there's a chance.
Shir Samach Tes in Bava Kama, Yud Gimel Iyar Hitov Shemem Gimel, April 26, 1983, on Tuesday.
אבל מדעכים אלוהי, מי אמרה לי לכל מיני טוב עשו בידי קומה ולוי מפקין מיני, לא עשו את הכל עלים ולבוך על איזה כל אשר יש לו להפקין על מישהו בידי ונכנוסס איזה יפסיק קיסר מה שאיזה ולוי יחל כאילו עבד על בלוח עשו נסחי לי כמה נתה ולבוק הקיסר מבנסוקו כחיל מבס ומודל כי שיעזו לו ים ניסה ולוי מתחד ונכנוסס בגודו שאי כל מפרע מניסקים את הכל סחחונים שאומרים להפקין מיני ואילו מלדונין אלו הרזרס המיסה כאילו כך נראה בכל מיני לידו פסו מפקיד לידו פסי איסה מרדיניסקי שומר את פסו מרדיניסקי מציל לדע מיסה הוא יחפל לדומן למה למחלק של יתן רבותם עם דרוש is and the Gemara says that even the Mormones, not all the Mormones are not with the Bobel because the Torah mentions Elohim, Smuchim, not only Gabi the Gnosis, but even the Gabi the Mormones too, but certainly the Mormones are needed to go down because the Chosai Kadmon. So in other words, the best Nakadmenim, let's say the best before Hil Hashemi, they was Mochim. So they gave an authorization to the subsequent best Nadiyatim up to Yemei Samashiach that they should be able to be done certain toys. Otherwise, we wouldn't be, so the whole Keshmishbet would be bottom of Mazeh. So the Davis of Shemin, the Bezdin of the Davis of Shemin, before Svicha became bottom, so they authorized, they delegated jurisdiction to the Bezdin of Yates in the subsequent generations. So they only reached the Shechosai Kardinian in certain areas. Something that is Ike, Sevil Momeine, and Shriach, but something that does not involve monetary loss, or even if it involves monetary loss, but it's not Shriach, so then It's natural for Zayin Gamdin, and so it was delegated to the Bezin of today. So now, so Gzeles v'chaboles, so they are the Gzeles, so it is for Zayin Gamdin. Why? Because Gzeles is chiyach, and it's mandatory laws. Naturally, you gazel something from the person, so he sustains the laws, the mitzvah. And it's shliach also. So most rishonim say, in view of the fact that certain zeiles are shliach, so mele all zeiles ishloch asayik avino. Even if the specific matter in which the zeile took place was not shliach, mashenki the shita b'mikiyeset is no. Since the general rule is the ishloch asayik avino only in something that is shliach. So even in regard to Gzeles, the Gemara says that it is not Zayin Gamdin, so that's only if the Gzele was done in such a case that it is Shliach. But if the Gzele took place in an unusual way, so then in Ochaname, so there is no Shliach Zayin Gamdin. Then the Shita Mukayeser. Obviously, the Shita of Hamletav is like the Shita of Mukayeser. But Rosh agrees with other Rishayim that all Gzeles, since some Gzeles are Shliach, so even a Gzele that was done in an unusual way is also Shlokos Ayik Avinu. So that's why the Rosh is Chelek and Ramatam. Alright, that we explained last time. Barai Betzal Kosa V'Avon Avon Magvino Yivet Noses Omer Rabon Intermitino Meyadim Fayim Yidek Yerim Pres V'yesh Lem Kitzum Nate Rote Chamishim Sholeim Yesum Yifate Adi Yoyim Veisot Kitzlo. So in that word will we hear it. So the Rabbit says that even though we cannot collect, we cannot be given knosses, we cannot be done knosses today because we have no business muchim, we are all agitators, but best can tell, let's say, the Mazi, listen, we are not going to have an attachment upon your mechosi, we are not going, I mean, chotzik nas, so that's migufe. We are not going to take away your shiramaz. Oh, let's see, other knosses, like Enes and Mifate. So Bez would tell the Enes and Mifate, listen, we are not going to have an attachment upon your assets, but if you don't pay the Hamishim Shalines, then we are going to be minabi. So if he says, all right, don't threaten me, I don't care. So then Bezdin cannot believe. But Bezdin can use this coercive measure of telling him that if he doesn't pay the knas, so Bezdin will be minabi. So the Rosh is chelik on the right. So it's like holding down to the person and then telling, if you don't give your shirt, then we won't stop holding on to you. I mean, so that's like here in the also. So in other words, the Rabbi doesn't say that we hold on, that the Rabbi could relate it. The Rabbi says, we cannot do that. But he is using that as an example. In other words, since we are resorting to a coercion, in other words, we tell him, listen, you don't pay, we'll put you in Yidu, in Chayven. No one will stand in your Dalad Amis. So in effect, we are forcing it. So we are daily, we are giving. What difference does it make? Whether we are mamish, levying attachment as in the chosin, or we hit him until he pays, or we have nabi. So this is also a coercive measure. So he's chelik. So he said, now, so we explain the shita sarayim. That the shita sarayim is, that even though in doing the nekmoses, the bovel, I mean, hetyentis cannot be done the nekmoses, but even without Mavin, there is a chiyuv lotzis in the Shamayim. The chiyuv lotzis in the Shamayim. So mele, but not with the other. But there is a chiyuv lotzis in the Shamayim. So since he's mechuyev lotzis in the Shamayim, even before Amod Evedin. Now, they all mention the Rashbo So they are that sugya. So he mentions in Yerushalmi, Iperigimu Mitzuve Saloch Yud. So the Yerushalmi says that we are not. There is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv before Amod Bedin. There is no chiyuv even Lotzis in the Shemayim. But as I mentioned last time, the Yerushalmi does not spell out explicitly that there is no chiyuv Lotzis in the Shemayim before Amod Bedin. The Yerushalmi could be explained, as a matter of fact, that the Menashe does explain it that way, that the Yerushalmi has reference to the case where there was a doy before the Bezin. So the Aloch is made a biknas, he's put there, and he made a biknas for a kaboedim, so Rab says he's put there. And the din is like Rab, that made a biknas for a kaboedim, he's put there, made a biknas, he's put there. So Yerushalmi asks, what is there, suppose he's made a biknas, so is there a chiyuv lotzis in Shemayim? So Yerushalmi says, if he was made a biknas, then he's put a legamle. So the pshat is because hidoye is a painting. So the hidoye is mafkia even the chiyuv lotzis in Shemayim. But suppose there is no hidoye, except that there is no bezin smuchim, there is no bezin smuchim, then there is no painting here. So then there could be a chiyuv lotzis in Shemayim. We are not forced to apply the Yerushalmi to the case where there is no idoye. The Yerushalmi could have reference to the case where there is a idoye. So then there is no chiyuv even lotzis in Shemayim, because the idoye is a peteres. The raya that the idoye is a peteres is from the fact that Rab says, and we pass like Rab, that made me knas on a kalboedi. A kalboedi is potter. So we see it's not only that the aloha of idoas called ikimeidim, it doesn't apply to knas. No, by knas, so not only the din of Idoas Baldin doesn't apply, but the Idoi is a payte, or even if Eidim comes, and Eidim certainly are Nemon, so here the Aloch has since there was Idoi, before that was Eidim, so that was already Matkia the Chiyuv. So since it's Matkia the Chiyuv, so it's Matkia the Chiyuv of what's in the Shemayim too. Mashiach came, there is no Idoi, so there could be a Chiyuv what's in the Shemayim. So that's the Sheet of the Rabbi. And the Rosh is not chilik, we'll soon see, is not chilik on the Raya. That by all knosses, so even without Mardin, there is a chiyuv lotzis in Shemayim. But the Rosh is chilik for a different reason. But it's only lotzis in Shemayim, not with the Odom. If Bezdin tells him, if you don't pay, we'll put you in Nidu. So that's with the Odom. And the Raya talks, no, with the Odom means your actual force. If Bezdin will hit him to pay, or Bezdin will have an attachment, that's called with the other. But if Bezdin tells him, if you don't do what you are chayav Hashemayim to do, so then we are not you, that's not with the other. That's not the other. That's like Bezdin. That's like Bezdin being minade anshor aveiros. So that's not considered. That's not considered the other. Why is it considered the other? Because he still can defy the Nidu. There are certain Jews, I mean, big chutzpah guests, who defy the Nidu. So Mele, it's not considered the other. So that's the shita of the Raya. And the Roshit is no, that's considered the other. All right, that's one kash hasod by the Rosh against the Raya. Then there is another assault by the Rosh. This is where we left off last time. Beit Chosar, Imei Deva HaKal Bo'edi, Kain Ron Kirab, Yom Amei Deva Kitash HaKal Bo'edi, Poter, Vim Topas Mavkil Menei, Vim Topas Kikabim Dosei, Vahakach Eido, Vahakach Eido Mavkil Menei, Vim Vimon Nitvise Nikam Yoidoye Keidim Daramie, Vidom, Amri Vadvamidom Rabbi Yoshua, Yavi Deya Shetem Yavi Yosef Chayunus, Amri Rabbi Yoshua, and you were a Chodlum Shekhoi Deiso. And this Aloha that is the Nevek Naim is Yitzir Chayunus. Vishen Vahayim, that's a Knas. That's not Mome, that's a Knas. So, Gimora says, so Ram Gamliel was B'sheikik, so he was chayvei unintentional. He was chayvei b'kevi avdi, and Rav Gamliel wanted to be avdi to be yitzel. It was accepted. There is a misa. Kolam shachel es avdi is yitzel chayos. So he told the simcha that he was chayvei unintentionally. So Rabbi Yeshua told him that he has nothing to rejoice over, because so that means and maybe the class is potter, so he's not Yitzhak Chayus. But if we say that Eloyeh Tafise is null and void now, and Eved is Muchzeh B'Atzme, so there is always Tafise. So Tevi was Tokus B'Atzme. Tevi was not his Be'atzme, so how could the Idoye be effective after Tvise? So we see that the Idoye is effective even after Tvise. So Meir the Raivet says that Bizman Hazeh we cannot be given in the process, but it offers his Loi Makinene. But suppose the Abnegi, whoever he is, the Nizek, let's say, the Abigi, or the one that was the father of the Naro, whom he was Mifate or Miamis. So if he was Stefates, the Hamishim Shalemes is Shal Mifate, and then the Enes and the Mifate came to Bezm today, and he was made, so then he can be made see from him. Why? Because we see that he doing the painting, so mele. But Shaili is maybe the Tvise took already place, so, and then comes the Idoye. So the Idoye after the Tvise is like Idoye after Adresating. Of course, Idoye after Adresating is null and void, is ineffective. So the Raivet says, mentions the Raivet from Limor and Yerube, that Idoye after Tvise is not considered like Idoye after Adresating. Because over there there was Idoye by Rav Gamliel, and it was effective, the Idoye by Rav Gamliel, even though it was after the Tvise, because Tevi was more than Be'atzme, so we are stuck with Be'ime. So we see from there that Idoye Achat Tvise is also effective. Oh, Vihikshol of Rav Danza, the Idoye B'Bez didaktiv, also the kind of idea we shall only be there's name for the last is not going to be there's now we need to let you be the other way he may there who's the best which is important knowledge because you see there is a machlekes between two prices in that tomorrow. Now turn to the tomorrow in order. Now, that I'm down with the bank. Gufe, Omer Avune, at the bottom, that I'm down with the bank. The seventh line, from the end of the dome. Gufe, Omer Avune, Marav. Mein Bittad Akin Bo Eid in Kota. Eid Zer Afkid Lo Ravune. Maise Bo Angamur Chesire Yesein Tebi Abdei. Ve Yisomeya Simchol Deo. Motzel Rav Yeshua. Omer Leiyat Yedea Shetebi Abdei Yotzel Cheyus. Omalei, Lomo, Omalei, Shetzimaisis, it's a very difficult memorial. I mean, it's very strange. I mean, I don't know any explanation of it. I didn't see any explanation. I was Rav Gamliel. So Meyach, after all, he took out an eye from there. And with Shevet Kosher Oyo, when he saw the Shachrei, El Hashem Shachrei, Av the Hila Be'ese, but still there was no occasion to rejoice. I mean, it's something that no one understands. I mean, but anyway, this is what Gemara said. So, for Isamiyah Simir Bilo, so at least if it had been a share, no, I would find it. But I mean, so why was Isamiyah? That's difficult. I don't know how to explain that before. I didn't see anyone should explain it before. Omale, Lomo, Omale, Shesimir, Shesimir, Omale, Eid Varech Aplum, Shekvarei Leib, Hoyish Leibim Chayev, Ushmamino, Medi Biknat Akim Boedim, Yisrael, so it's a kasha again, Yisrael. Omalei, Shana Rabbi Gamliel, the way with the best lady. For Rabbi Yeshua, best in Havre, Shaloi, the best in Havre Koye. They were standing outside. Lo Yesh, lo your best in Yeshu. You Lo became Yeshiva's best in Havre. El Bishu came away. In other words, so from this Gemara we see that Bifnei Bezdin doesn't mean just in the presence of the three who happened to constitute the Bezdin. After all, Rabbi Yeshua was that Bezdin, and he had other Chachmei Yisrael who were regular members of the Bezdin, of the Bezdin Kavua, and still, since he did it in the street, so the mainly it's considered Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. Why? What does it mean? That Bifnei Bezdin means only if they sit in the special room in their office. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. If Bezdin will be having to sit in session, so even if they'll do it in the street, it doesn't have to be indoors, it can be outdoors too. But it means, in order to be considered Yeshiva's Bezdin, so the Bezdin, the members of the Bezdin have to intend to sit as a Bezdin. But if the Bezdin happen to be in the street and then he is made there, it's not considered Yidoy Befei Bezdin. Not that outdoors is not the best. It doesn't make any difference whether it's outdoors or indoors. What difference does it make? As a matter of fact, there is only one difference whether the best Nagodol sits in the Lishkes Hagozis or not in the Lishkes Hagozis, but whether indoors or outdoors, whether it's the regular place where they function as a best or not the regular place, doesn't make any difference. But here it's considered Shaloi be best because they were not mishaving to sit, to be kiveya as a best. They just happened to be walking in the street or standing in the street, and then Rav Gamliel was made before them. So that's considered Shaloi be best. In other words, suppose a certain person, a boy, will come, let's say, he'll hear that there are a few rabbonim present in the mikveh, and he wants to be nisgaya, but the bezdin doesn't want to be nisgaya him. So he hears that there are three rabbonim in the mikveh, and such things can happen. Certainly in Chicago such things can happen, and it can happen in any other city in America today. So that guy who wants to be nisgaya, but he knows that the rabbonim don't want to be mikado him, So he'll go into the mikveh and he'll see that the three rabbonim stand there, and he'll go down to the mikveh with the table and he'll say, "You are the best." So it's not considered a deal with the best. Why? Because since they were not mischaving to be best then, so that's the chutzpah best. That's the rayah from this Gemara, because it doesn't mean just because they was the Rabbi Yeshua and the other Chavrei HaBezdin was standing in the street, so what difference does it make? In other words, they want, in order to have a Chavrei Shem Bezdin, they must be mischaving to be a Bezdin. But if they are not mischaving to be a Bezdin, then it's considered Chutzul Bezdin. That's what the Gemara says. Shall we Bezdin have a Koyim? V'atanye, Omar Lehim, Yuporecha, Plum, Shekvor, Eiso, my wife, Tanoi, Hai Tani Doma, Shekvor, Eim, Chayim, Soba, Midi, Biknaz, Hakav, Boeim, Chayim, Vai Tani Doma, Shekvor, Eim, Soba, Midi, Biknaz, Hakav, Boeim, Potea, Loi, Tikul, Alme, Midi, Biknaz, Hakav, Boeim, Potea, Ubehoka, Midi, Hai Tani Doma, Shekvor, Eim, Chayim, Soba, Chutzul, Beis, Nave, Vihach Tani Doma, Shekvor, Eim, Soba, Beis, Nave. So there is a Machlekes Tanoi, how the Mitzvah was, whether the Yidoye, by Rav Gamliel was Bifnei Bezdin or it was Chutzli Bezdin. Bishuk, Chutzli Bezdin, they want Mishavim to be a Bezdin at that time when Rav Gamliel made it up. So the Raibe mentions the Raibe from this Gemara, Yak Yildei Ashetevi Abiyot Lachirus, Omole, Rabbi Yeshua Imi Murecha Kum Shekvor Idei So, Varitevi Kitei Pesmikam Yidoi Yahabe, Shari Gufi Yatsu Hoyo, Vahu Hoka Yotsu Lachirus, Vim Doshi Shalom Gamliel, Al Nulab Kedin Damye, Umakkinu Menei, So Mimeo He, So even though he took us away Makkinu Menei, but if after the Tvisek, by the Mizek, so the Mazik was made there, so then he can be made see, from the Nizek, because in Doi Nizek it has. Now, so, the Ramban is not Chilik and the Raibet. that on this raya, this raya is a strong raya. In other words, that the doye after tvise is not analogous to a doye after agoresei. Tvise is not agoresei. So it's not chelik on that raya. But the raya comes to the conclusion as a result of that raya that even bismarase, when we do not have a best mismuchi, so the halacha that he doye patterns, so applies even to he doye bifnei best mishtedetes. This is the Raivet's conclusion. So the Ramban is chelik on the vihikshol of Ramban's al the he doye bifnei best mishtedetes. Kidam bin Hosom, Sham Rambam Liao, the Shalom di Bezneide, the Ora Yeshua of Beznave, Chutz, so Chutz with Beznave. That's the first Beretz of the Gemara, explaining one Tabraise. So Chumme, Voyin Eleke Bezn, Vavel Eke Meida Chutz with Bezn, Shein Pota Miknoses, Kidam bin Oli Kamon, they may wait Bebevo, Bovel, Mishim Diboy Adoy Bezn, Vilika, Vilekach, Vileke, Hilkach, Hitofas, Loima, Kilmenei, Bein Tofas Mikami Yidoye, Bein Tofas Lachar. So the Ramban is chelik, he is not chelik on the Raya of the Raivet. The Raivet mentions, deduces this aloche, that Tvise does not, is not analogous to Hagoreseini. But the Raivet's conclusion is, on the basis of that Raya, that if the Nizek was stain-faced, the Palgeniske, let's say, and then the Mazik came, and he was made to be best today, even though the best today allegations, so it bothers him. So that's how she is. But we see that the same Gemara distinguishes between Bezdin and Chutzle Bezdin, and Knosses requires Bezdin. So Mele, Bezdin at Yates today should be considered like Chutzle Bezdin. Well, obviously, the Raivet distinguishes between Chutzle Bezdin. Chutzli Bezdin means we have no Chalishem Bezdin. Even though Rambam Liel was certainly Soboch, he was not Bezdin, he was not Bezdin of Bezdin Agodo. And there were others came with him, but they just happened to be walking in the street and they weren't Mishabe to ecstasy Bezdin. They just happened to be in the street. So the Mele, it's Chutzli Bezdin Mamesh. Mashein came. A Bezdin today is a deity. But a date is also as a Chalishim Bezdin. There are certain things that require smuch, but we can be Mikabalades. Why? So Kabalasides doesn't require, let's say Kabalasides in the Nemonides, doesn't require, Kabalasides in Knosses requires smuch, but Kabalasides in the Nemonides doesn't require smuch. So the Raya Chite is that insofar as the Chiyu we saw, we see from this Raya that even though the Chiyu is Nigma in Knosses is established through the Avodah Bedin, and until Avodah Bedin the Chiyu is not determined, that's the Chiyu B'diodo. But what is in the Shomayim, even without Gmar Din there is a Chiyu. That's the Shite of the Raya, that even without Gmar Din, so there is a chiyuv was in the Shemayim. And the Yerushalmi doesn't say that there is no chiyuv was in the Shemayim without Madin. The Yerushalmi says that if there is made a biknas, so then there is no chiyuv altogether. Because the Idoye is makia, even the chiyuv of what is in the Shemayim, the Idoye. But without the Idoye, there is a chiyuv was in the Shemayim, even without Madin, by Knosses. That's the Raivet Shite. So the Raivet Shite is since a Bez Nediate is also as a Chalishim Bez. But certain things require Smuchim. So what requires Smuchim? The enforcement of the Chiyuv B'diodo of Knosses. That requires Smuchim. But this aloche that made the Bezdin, made the Knas Bezdin, is Makia, the Chiyuv Lotzin in the Shemayim, since the Chiyuv Lotzin in the Shemayim does not require Igmar Din by Bezdin. And that is Miatzmei, so the Idoye is Makia, the Chiyuv Lotzin in the Shemayim. Even the Idoye before Bezdin it is. And at that point, the Ramban is Chilik and the Raivet. And the Ramban Shiti is that since Knosses requires best smuchim, so in best nedyeteis, a doyen between best nedyeteis cannot be mafkia the chiyuv lazim shemayim. And that point is the machlokes between the Rayat and the Ramban. Now everybody agrees that there is a chiyuv lazim shemayim. The Rayat and the Ramban both agree that if Bisman Azeh, when there is no Mardin by Bez Mismuchim, there is still a Chiyuv Lotzeh Mishamayim to pay Knosses. Now, and everybody agrees that Hidoye patterns the Chiyuv Lotzeh Mishamayim. The question is whether Hidoye with the Bez Nedyeteis is capable of being Matkiah the Chiyuv Lotzeh Mishamayim or not. So the sheet of the Rayat is that the Idoya with the best negatives is capable in being Mafkia, the Chiyuv Lotzeh Mishamayim, and the Shita of the Ramban is no. Idoya with the best negatives is like Idoya Bishuk, hopefully best. So it's not capable of being Mafkia, the Chiyuv Lotzeh Mishamayim. Alright, there's the Machlokes. Behold, the Amrim of the Kamer Terechitza. How Hamra Dochum Name, who Palsi Isao. Now the Rosh mentions the Shita of Rabbi Meir Halevi. Ram Halevi Zal, Kosav, Ho, the Amrim and Mitovas, the Matkin Mene, Hai Medav Kikishi on Iske, or in Botsam in Iske, Arufay in Iske, Hey, he took us Mafkin Mene. We ask on the Rabbon and Dabin Zok. He took us when Mafkin Mene, El Biman, he took us Lay Miniske, King Paul de Niske, or he gave him out to me, the all as you did, you can become the Kahim. They takamte dogo in Izeku, the Yotun in Izek, takamte become a Luis of Nomene. Abla Buchemi, the Momene with Kahim, with Kinole. That's what Arabi Alevi says. Rabbi Alevi says that the whole halachim tovas v'mafkimene applies only to the knas of palgin iske knosses. It doesn't apply to any other knas, because any knas other than palgin iske is yesam mashiach. Is yesam mashiach. Mashiach, there is only careful dalvei. Hamishim shalom is mefate, meyo shalom itzishemra. It's all. It's not commensurate with Mashiach. Mashiach in Paulin is Keknose, and the contrary is also is not commensurate. But it's not commensurate because it doesn't cover the whole Nezek. So, but it's not Yisrael Mashiach. So only that Knas, there is Aloha Yitovas Makimene. And why that Knas? Because since it's not Yisrael Mashiach, so Mimele the Chachomim made a special takone in order that the Nizek should not sustain a loss. Lachlapoches will be able to reimburse himself, to compensate himself to the extent of have the damages. Mashiach, other Knosses, where the Nizek does not sustain a loss, so Mimele a monetary loss. So there, the Chachomim are not misaki. So what's the Shita of Rabbi Meir Halevi? The Shita of Rabbi Meir Halevi obviously is like the Tzitz. I mentioned what the Tzitz Achishin says. What the Tzitz Achishin says in Simen Aleph. And he says it as a double bow, even though he realizes that the Mechaber and the Ramon don't mention it. Not the Mechaber, not the Ramon, not the Shach, not the Taz, no one. But he mentions it. Why? On the basis of that Yerushalmi. So he says, this Aloche that is mentioned below, which is based upon the Gemore, in Borokame, in Tomas the Nachimene, so he says that the Shulchan Aruch mentions that, but it applies only to the Nemomenes that were not on the Bobel, let's say, like Sheol Dazik Sheol, because it's in Yitzhak and Shriach. So it's Ruya Vinish Lokosaye, so there is a Chiyuv, except that Bezdi. Hedyetis cannot enforce it, so the Mary does not feel it. Mashiach, Knas Mamish, like Kepo Dalim Hei. So the Yerushalmi Ksuma says that there is no chiyuv even what is Yiddish Shemayim before Madin. So the Mele, he thought that's his Makinimele, but he realizes, I mean, that the Pashtis Aloshin of the Mechaber is not like that. But he says it on the basis of that Yerushalmi Ksuma. But, as it was pointed out, the Yerushalmi Ksuma does not necessarily imply that there is no chiyuv as Shemayim. All that Yerushalmi says is, that could be the pshat of Yerushalmi, that if somebody is made b'knas, then there is no chiyuv b'knas in Shemayim. But suppose there was no Igoye, then, Edim already testified, so the male is a chutmi and Igoye, so then the Yerushalmi doesn't say that there is no chiyuv in Shemayim. Anyway, so there is one rish who will agree with the Xenis, because that's that reason. The Rabbi Meir Halevi, he says only by Palganiske Knosse, and by Palganiske Knosse itself it's a special takone. But let's see what the horse says. So the horse is chelik. Vilo yinali, di lachta kanti, el edineu, di midarayis in the chayolei. By all Knosses, even Kepo Dalvei, midarayis is mechoyed is mazeh, lots is lo yishamayim. So we see that the Rosh, while he was Chelik Kanderaibet, the same Rosh who was just Chelik Kanderaibet, and the Raibet said that by all Knosses, it made a semifatim. So today, so the best mediators tell the Mazik, listen, we are not going to have an attachment upon your chosin, but if you don't pay, we'll be menadio. So the Rosh is chilek, because this is also a coercive measure. So that's the Rosh is chilek. So the Rosh is, we are not allowed to resort to any sort of coercion, not even to undue pressure, just to tell him the din. That's all. We tell him the din. Is he a Yerushalmi? He complies with the din, fine. He's not a Yerushalmi. So this is not supposed to pressure, because there is, we cannot be damned in the process, and exerting any pressure would mean, according to the Rosh, that we are damned in the process, and that we cannot do. Just to tell you, the Haimichit is no. We can resort to coercive measure as long as it doesn't involve forced marriage. Being Minade, hitting him is forced marriage. To have an attachment as in the Chosin is forced marriage. But to be Minade him, he can still defy the Psak of Bez. So that's not considered being done. But the Rosh is made there with the Raivet. That there is a Chiyuv Mosin Rishamayim. He says it's not on the basis of the Takone. He's Mechuyev, Midrayim says Mechuyev. And what does it mean, he's Mechuyev, Midrayim says? Mosin Rishamayim. Mosin Rishamayim doesn't mean it's a Yitzvah Saseh, like putting out of fear. Mosin Rishamayim means that there is a legal obligation, it's a legal debt to him. But Bezdin cannot do anything about it. But it's a real chiyuv mamon. The Rav Amir says in Bolokame, beginning of Perek Hakenitz, Dalet Vorim Leisei Yisei, Pota Minirodo Mechayim Shamayim, Haperet Yerat Nesha Beirei Yasei Chereim Shekei Alohoi Mechayim